such an idiot.
I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sanka, so have a heart.
Peace be with you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, our final buzz of the afternoon. I want to mention that tomorrow on the program, we will be speaking with...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Reptile insect salesman, Rob Roy McInnes. This guy was in the Washington Post back a short time ago. They're concerned in South Florida about all of these creepy crawlers getting into the ecosystem down there.
Sure.
And this guy Rob Roy.
So they don't belong?
Yeah, like a Burmese python is down in Florida in somebody's backyard.
Oh, I see.
They're a little concerned about it. This guy, Rob Roy McInnes, has a reptile farm where you can go and you can buy anything. You can buy, like, all sorts of cobras. You can buy poisonous snakes. It's a lot of fun.
What could possibly go wrong?
Mostly for pets, right? Not food.
Pets, yes. Well, you could probably eat them if you fried them properly, Rob.
Tastes like chicken.
Or if you dip them in chocolate like that fruit we were enjoying.
Did you get some pineapple?
Except for one of them strawberries tasted like it come out of a urinal.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
What happens with that is, you know, strawberries are very, very fragile.
Yes.
And once picked, you really only got, like, you know, 18, 24 hours on them.
Just like my nose.
And so
when goes all to hell once it's picked.
So you dip them in chocolate.
What?
And they get soft and suspect under the chocolate, mm-hmm. But who knows?
Whatever.
Because they're covered.
Anyway, tomorrow also on the show.
Stick to a heartier fruit.
Robert, the angry mailman.
Like a navel orange.
Will be here for Argument Wednesday. Now,
where in the hell is Robert the mailman?
Yes, it'll be a lot of fun. So without further ado, let's get our final buzz of the day. Hello, Buzz.
Hi. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. Somewhere there's a giant inflatable pig covered with graffiti that includes Barack Obama's name with a voter's check mark next to it. This pig belongs to Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, who filled it with helium and floated it over the Coachella Music Festival in California over the weekend. Now, he's offering a $10,000 reward and 4 lifetime passes to the annual event for the safe return of the pig.
Was it stolen or did it just float away?
Uh-huh. It's missing. They haven't detailed
he
the
has
circumstances of the pig's disappearance, but the point is it's gone, and they're offering a $10,000 reward.
I think I might have seen our program director, CK, trying to get away with a pig the other night.
This year's 3-day festival closed with Pink Floyd playing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety.
That
they've
rocks.
They've already turned it into 4 tons of inflatable bacon.
I love that. Oh, okay. There's Shecky. Where's Busby? Is Busby going to laugh at that one for you? There?
He's laughing in the next row.
Rob will be appearing in the Catskills this weekend.
Fozzie Bear.
You know, last piece of advice Geronimo gave me, he said, have a control for his volume level. Have a control.
How's that working out?
It's not working out at all. No. I'm too damn lazy.
All right, no more bacon jokes. We're finding our way.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yes, yes.
A lot of people in southeastern Virginia are suddenly living in shelters after 3 tornadoes carved a path through their towns yesterday. Here is Suffolk Mayor Linda Johnson.
Hold on, Buzz. I don't have that.
All right. Well, as many as 200 people got hurt. It does look like a war zone, and the whole thing happened in just seconds. Some people saw signs that it was time to take cover, like cars flying and that famous sound of the freight train coming through
Buzz,
town.
Buzz, let me just interrupt you. I want to say again, if you do want to contact the American Red Cross down in Suffolk, you can reach them at 757-539-6645. The best way to do it, officials say people who would like to help can make a donation over the phone with that number I just gave you, or you can mail donations to American Red Cross Suffolk, Suffolk Chapter, 157 North Main Street, Suffolk, Virginia, 23434.
Or just Google search American Red Cross. That'll take you to their website. You'll find everything you need to know there.
Forgive me, Buzz. I believe this is the mayor now.
Okay.
As of yesterday evening, we had about 100. I'm sure some more probably filtered in during the night. We will have our shelter open as long as necessary.
And here's one of the guys who saw a sign that it was time to take cover.
And as soon as I seen the car fly up in the air, we started hightailing it to the back of the store. But, man, that was the scariest thing I ever seen.
Officials in Pikesville, Maryland, meanwhile, are investigating things that go boom in the night.
Pikesville, hello there.
How you doing there, Art?
Welcome to Pikesville. Lovely Pikesville. That's right north of Baltimore.
Don't light the fuse.
I sure hope it's north of Baltimore. I might have my geography screwy.
There's a mystery in Pikesville.
Really?
For months, residents of one neighborhood there have been awakened by a deafening explosion and a bright flash of light. Quoting one woman, the bedroom actually lights up like day.
Oh, it's Barbara Mikulski.
Oh, my God.
It's happened 25 times, and the mystery still hasn't been solved. It always happens sometime between midnight and 7 a.m., but never at the same time.
It's Cal!
You know, when you have this kind of a sound effect, you have to go, open the window. Open the window. Open the window!
Oh, my God.
It's kale.
Just like a movie.
Gas and electric crews have been looking for a possible cause, along with the police, who are now using cameras to try to identify the phenomenon.
I can safely say we've never had a poltergeist up here in Pikesville.
That's German. It means playful ghost, and I don't want no part of it.
That's right. Let me in. Carol Ann, stay away from that there light. You come away from the light, I'll give you a natty boo.
My neighbor's Craig T. Nelson, and he had trouble with poltergeists, and I don't know what to do.
I sure hope the O's can keep on some kind of winning streak for a length of time.
Maybe they'll haunt Memorial Stadium, and it'll blow up.
Crabs and fried chicken for all of you.
Where do you get the chicken?
English's.
Best in town.
Hello.
The video of the explosion does not do the sound justice, but it does document a flash about the size of a football field. Even a meteorologist is on the case, but so far police say they're baffled. Quoting one nervous insomniac, we'd just like it to stop.
You'd like to hear the warning siren from Pikesville?
Yes.
That's get up, everyone. It's going to blow.
That's all you need.
Thank you.
A shocking story out of Austria about a 73-year-old man who's apparently kept his daughter as a sex slave for the last 24 years.
Amazing. You know, the one thing when I heard this story the first time, is there anything in the news about her being, was she kind of challenged or something, or was she just, it was dumb for so long.
Nobody's going to develop to their full potential if you keep them in a basement, a darkened basement for their entire lives.
From Austria.
Perhaps, yeah. He kept her in the cellar without windows for those 24 years, and he fathered his daughter's 7 children.
Don't want to start a controversy, but Austria, right next door to Germany.
Hey.
The young woman says she was 10 when her father lured her into that basement and then drugged and handcuffed her. One of the 7 kids she had a twin who died just days after being born. The woman says her father removed the body and burned it in the furnace.
I don't know which is worse, that or not letting your kids go see The Exorcist.
When the 19-year-old granddaughter was hospitalized recently, police started to ask questions of the father, who eventually gave up the code needed to get into that basement. So many questions about this case have yet to be answered. Police are still trying to sort it all out.
Hey, Buzz, Rob.
Mike. Yes.
Balmer Mike here.
Yes, Mike. Yes.
Hello, it's Balmer Mike.
Yes. Where are you calling from? From Baltimore?
I'm from Pikesville.
Oh, that's north of Baltimore.
I tell you, I'm an advocate of criminal justice system, but I tell you, something like this guy from Australia?
Austria.
You just, whatever. You know, it ought to be a gunshot right in the back of the head.
Okay, I appreciate
take him
you.
Out of his misery.
I appreciate your input.
Love your show.
Stay tuned for Stan the Fan.
Oh, looking forward to it. Yeah, now I'm going to go. I'm going to go get an autograph from Ed Norris.
Oh, he's excellent.
Finally. The mayor of the impoverished town of La Prado, just south of Santiago, Chile, believes
where?
He should do what he can to improve the quality of life for
you
the citizens.
You mean Chile?
That's right.
I love it on a hot dog.
So Mayor Gonzalo Navarrete is planning on handing out Viagra to the men of his town who are over 60 if they want it. Enough for, quoting the mayor, 4 sexual relationships a month. And in Australia, a political leader broke down in tears in the middle of a press conference and admitted he had sniffed the chair of a female colleague.
Who hasn't?
Troy Buswell had previously confessed to the accusation that he'd snapped the bra strap of an opposition party worker. Troy represents Australia's Liberal Party.
Did you take the one about Dwight not being invited to the party instant replay?
I did. It's still in there. I can put it back up if you want.
Okay, please.
Couldn't tell. I'm Buzz Burbank
Buzz.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, you Buzz bet. Burbank. Good show today, guys. Yeah. Except for the Canadian, I think it was a fine broadcast.
And the Polish guy.
Thanks to Graham Romeo. No, we liked him just fine.
I know.
Author of Bigfoot, I Not Dead. I'll be reading that soon.
You know, there's a Borders right up the street.
Yeah, I'm sure
right
we can
get
it.
Right up there on Route 50.
Also, our thanks to Mr. Vaughn Ververs, who we will have back on the show.
In studio. Good.
Yes. Political director of CBSNews.com. Love talking to him. Tomorrow on the show, we mentioned Robert the Angry Mailman on Argument Wednesday, and also Rob Roy McInnes, the Cobra salesman. Really looking forward to that.
Sure.
The executive producer of The Mike O'Mara Show is Miss Bethann McBride.
She's Flemish.
You know, I hope in the next couple of months I get over this. Our in-studio producer is Mr. Rob Spiewak, and also our phone screener is Mr. Joe Ardinger. We're also produced by the Westwood One Radio Network.
Yes,
right. All around the country.
Fine, sure. Folks.
For Bethann, for Rob, for Buzz, and for all of you, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, if your mom and dad don't let you go see the movie The Exorcist, Don't spit pea soup on them. Don't throw them down the stairs. Just throw a tantrum and eat Krispy Kreme donuts for the rest of your life and major in theater arts.
Hey, I didn't major in it.
Thank you for all your calls, especially the gross out calls today.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Back with more fun tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.